B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
What's going on in your world there, Lorraine?
So I made the mistake of giving my son a certain toy, and now he is making my life a living hell.
Welcome to parenthood.
I know, and I know I can't be alone. I know there's got to be parents out there that have toys that they absolutely, like, are asking themselves why they gave this to their kids. Somebody had given me a microphone as a gag gift. And it makes, like, it's got echo on it and, like, makes all these noises, and you can plug it into something and, like, actually record on it.
Right.
Well, I lost the cord to it, so it's just got batteries now. And I showed it to Cash one day, and he had no interest in it. So I was like, oh, all right, well, I'll show him what it does and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I show him what it does, and he still has no interest, so we put the toy away in the toy chest. Well, my man, in the last 2 weeks, now loves this toy and will not put it down.
Loren took video of Cash singing into the microphone so you guys can get a vibe on what it's like at Loren's house.
Hold on. Before you play this, now, just picture this. We've got, like, this bookshelf that has a flat bump out on it, and Cash likes to get up there now with his microphone
and perform.
Yeah. So not only is he screaming into this microphone, but he's stomping and, like, dancing.
It's his stage.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Listen to this.
Singing anything, but just yelling yo.
He's a hype man.
Yeah.
Hey, how long does that
him
go
and
on?
DJ Khaled, man.
If he can make that DJ Khaled money, he can do that all day.
DJ, let me add the rap horn and see if it works. Hold on. Let's see. All right, so how long does that go on for?
Oh, gosh, until I take it away.
Yeah, and does he like when you come in and, like, will he, like, pull you into the room to watch him?
Oh, yeah. So that's our new thing is, like, pulling everybody. And you guys know, you've been to my mm-hmm. house. He likes to pull everybody to, like, sit down and watch him. this goes on for, like, I don't know, 25 minutes before I can bait and switch him with another toy and then hide the microphone.
Dean's got a microphone, too. That's not a bad one for us. He's okay with it. Doesn't really bother me. But what does suck is my brother gave him a drum set.
Mm.
Oh. Such an uncle move,
it
too.
Is.
Oh. And I love the fact that he does music. Amanda's big on music. So, like, we don't want to tell him not to play the drums. But I'm like, dude, there's a difference between just going and going, like playing it. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Softly, like, play it soft. And now the new thing is while he's playing, Ruby will crawl over and pull herself up on the drums and then bang the drum too.
Oh, and you can't take batteries out of a drum.
No.
No.
What about your niece? You know, does your niece have anything, Roy, that drives your sister nuts?
Anything musical? Maybe we can get all the kids together and start a band.
Well, luckily, my sister, you know, I told you my dad has a bunch of instruments. I don't know why, but he has, like, a drum set, string guitar, banjo, electric guitar, bass guitar, you name it. He's pretty much, if you're a band, go to my dad's house. And so all the annoying instruments is there, so my sister gets to take the kids away from the instruments. So, and I've been pretty good about not buying annoying gifts. I that's my last thing, is I don't want to be a problem.
You're such a good uncle.
I really try.
There's another thing that Amanda's sister got us, and it's like this monster that rolls around. It's like a little monster that fits in the palm of your hand and might be about 3 inches high, and it just goes
he's the Wolf of Wall Street guys
and then it gets stuck, and it scares Ruby now, and it gets stuck, and it just sits in a corner, and it's going, the wheels are moving, but it's not going anywhere. It's going, and I'm like, Dean, shut it off. Loren.
Yes.
Tell us about this little doozy of a toy that your son got.
Oh, I gave it to him. Yep, there it is. It's a microphone. Yes, it has echo and all kinds of other fun things on it.
And it's haunting you inside your house right now.
It is. He loves this thing. It's like a 25-minute show anytime the thing comes out. Then I got to bait and switch him with another toy to get it away.
But we all, as parents, Roy, you'll understand one day, we all have a toy that our kids have that they love but we hate.
All right, we're talking with Haley in Morganton. Hey, Haley.
Hi.
Hi, what's the toy that you just hate?
Okay, so I actually bought it for my little cousin. And my aunt probably hates me, but it is a xylophone, and it has the little chimey things on it. And he beats on it through the house constantly.
Maybe it's just a musical thing. Like, do kids just gravitate towards, like, musical instruments that they can destroy our day with?
For sure. And then some kids, like Justin Timberlake, will take that and then pay their parents back by buying them a nice big new house and giving them
come on, Cassie,
a vacation. And other kids will just continue to torture us with no musical instincts at all.
Well, the best part is that she has two other little boys that have the same other instrument. And we'll join in with him.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a parade going down the hallway.
She loves you.
Hey, thanks, Haley.
All right, let's talk with... This is Louise in Charlotte.
Hello?
Hi, is this Louise?
Hey, good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Hey, hi. Yeah, the toy that I hate the last is the one that I purchased for my daughter. It's like a little magic wand. So every time you click it, it starts playing the song from the movie Frozen. Let it go. And that thing stuck on my head every day, because she clicked that thing every 2 minutes.
That is a catchy song, man, and it will get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Louise, did you say you purchased this or someone purchased it for
I did. Yeah. We went to Target, and even though the movie's older, she still like it. Mm-hmm. So every time we go, you know, she grabbed the toy, she was pushing the button. I was like, nope. Nope.
Louise, we did it to ourselves.
It's so annoying.
Thanks, Louise.
You know, Sterling asked me, we were trying to find something to watch, and he was like, have you ever seen Frozen? And I'm like, have I ever seen Frozen? I have two nieces. I've seen it 40 times. I can recite the lines to you. Hey, come on.
He's like, we don't even have to put it on. You want to see the thing? I'll act it out for you.
I'll perform it, okay?
Can you be Olaf?
This is Lori in Concord.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Lori. One more thing. Frozen 2 is coming, by the way. Yeah. So be prepared, parents.
Like this fall.
Yeah. Hi, Lori. What you got?
Hey. So it was actually my niece's toy, but it was a Care Bear ride-along toy, and it would play the song Care Bears Are Coming. So she would sit there and push it, but then she wouldn't let it go through. So it would be Care Bears, Care Bears Are Coming, Care Bears Are Coming.
I just kept starting over.
That's so annoying.
Thank you so much, Lori.
All right, this is,
Carissa.
Carissa in Gastonia.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what toy do your kids have that you just can't stand?
There's this generic toy that was real popular there for a minute among the baby toys. It's kind of like a video game, so it's got like the stick shift, and it makes a little monkey turn around and move his arms. Well, it started to die out of batteries, so there's a song on there about toucans, and it just played the beginning of the song and then would just repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Play the beginning of the song and then repeat.
I think that's one thing we can all agree on is that it's the toys that the songs just repeat over and over again can just drive you nuts.
But when those batteries start to die out, man, it does sound like those things are possessed by the devil.
In fact, I'm going to take the audio of your son when it comes Halloween time, and I'm going to make like ghost noises.
Yeah, I might have a bigger selection for you by then. You know what? You can just have the thing. We're getting text messages too. My child had a guitar that made animal noises instead of actual guitar sounds.
Oh, that's funny.
And a talking Buzz Lightyear.
See, and then Dean and Ruby have a toy that it was Dean's. We broke it back out for Ruby, Roy. You spin it. And the woman's singing's not that bad. She goes, spin a letter. What letter will you find?
Okay.
And then she goes, C, cookie. So Amanda and I will run around the house, not knowingly, and go, spin a letter.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.